Sports.com.
All right, we're doing the entertainment news. You know how I feel about it. But I'm going to make a concerted effort here, all right, because I'm a broadcast professional, that I am going to show interest and enthusiasm
for things you don't care about.
For a subject I care very little about. All right? Follow my lead, gentlemen.
Well, you could do more interesting entertainment news.
I've got interesting stuff.
Okay.
You notice we're not talking about the
Kardashians or the Biebers or any of that.
The brain sucks. Yeah. The ones where you instantly, when you hear anything about them, your IQ drops about 5 points.
Well, I'll be the judge of whether or not your stuff is interesting this morning.
All right, please do.
All right.
Use some kind of sound effect to either give your approval or disapproval.
All right.
Drew Barrymore. Sometimes she looks amazing.
Ding!
Sometimes it's like, woof. She and her husband, Will Koppelman, welcomed a baby girl yesterday.
You've lost me with the husband part. I'm sorry.
Someday they're going to have to explain to her why they named her Frankie Barrymore Koppelman. The Frankie part, but, you know, I mean, obviously Barrymore is a classic Hollywood name from which she hails. Koppelman, it's just dad. This is their second child, their first daughter. It has even a less normal name, Olive, who is 19 months old. Drew is 39. Will is 36 years old. Okay, so you're thinking, if you're a Hollywood actor or actress, you're going out to dinner, you feel the pressure to tip well. Which brings me to a question. Guys, I know we're not famous, okay? I know we don't have that kind of celebrity status. But you get recognized occasionally when you go to dinner, don't you?
Usually the voice gets recognized before anything else.
There's a certain restaurant that I've been to that it's kind of a little diner that I like to go to, and I have been recognized every time I go in there. And I feel the
pressure. Do they throw stuff at you, or do they
They throw like mashed potatoes and gravy, I catch it in a bowl and go, thank you. I feel, not that I don't do this anyway, but there is an extra amount of pressure to tip well when you are recognized. Don't you agree?
I think so.
You kind of feel it a little bit?
Well, you wouldn't want someone to say, you know,
that guy,
Tom King, he's cheap.
Well, they say that anyway, but that's all right. So here is a list of 10 of Hollyweird's worst tippers. Katherine Heigl, in addition to being a bad tipper, she's also a lousy customer, complaining about her food, sending it back multiple times. She's extremely demanding. She's worth about $25 million. That doesn't really make a difference. She's just picky.
No, I don't get
that. She's high maintenance.
No, that's silly. If you're worth $25 million.
Yeah.
What difference does it make to you if you leave a 5 on the table or a 20 on the table?
Tip
what,
well.
You're $25 million.
Sean Penn, this doesn't surprise me. He's such a D-bag. Some of his friends and he ran up a $450 bill at a restaurant in New Orleans, then dashed without leaving squat for the server. Nothing. Britney Spears once threw change at the feet of a valet attendant and said, there's your tip. She also left a $26 tip on a $500 bill, 5%, for those of you mathematically challenged.
And you know what's awful about that for the servers? When you have a big party like that,
you hustle.
They will give you extra attention because you think at a $500 tab, you think you're working on a $100 tip if they tip at 20% or whatever.
One time, Britney Spears at a Vegas restaurant made the waiter run across the street and get her a Starbucks coffee. She didn't tip him a penny. Kirsten Dunst once left no tip on a $223 bill, and after she left, the staff said she was whiny and smelled bad.
See, Usher. That's what happens when you don't leave a tip.
Well,
the staff talks to Star Magazine about the smell.
Well, sure, but maybe the service was bad.
Possibly.
Maybe the servers were bugging them for autographs while they were trying to eat.
That's how you get fired.
A professional server
at the
kind of restaurant, like at a club where celebrities go. No, the celebrities are here, they're off the clock, they're here to unwind, they don't do that.
I'm going to take up Usher's philosophy. Usher, he's been known to leave an autographed picture of himself instead of any cash for a tip. Rachel Ray, being in the food industry, you think she'd be a good tipper? She even had the show, $40 a day. She regularly tips less than 10% and has even said on her TV show that 7% is good enough. No, it's not in today's society. Bill Cosby?
Wait. 7% is good enough?
No, it's not.
Someone who works at a restaurant makes like $2.50 an hour.
Yeah, 7%
is not enough. And the rest comes off the tips.
If the service is bad, I'll leave 10. That's a clear indicator the service was bad. If the service is good, it's 20% and I round up to the nearest dollar. It's because I can't stand the unevenness. Bill Cosby once left a $3 tip on a $350 bill. Jeremy Piven was banned from all Nobu Matsushita restaurants.
Those are good sushi restaurants.
He took 12 of his friends to one in Aspen, and even though the place was packed, he didn't have a reservation. They got him a table.
How okay. can you not tip for that?
Oh,
there
he tipped.
Other people who can't get in, and the maitre d' says, no, put a table down in front for my buddy here and his 12 friends.
He tipped. He left them a signed DVD of the show Entourage as a tip. Uh-huh. Madonna is rude to waiters and often doesn't leave a tip at all. One time she splurged and left an $18 tip on a $400 bill. She's also used to be married to fellow bad tipper Sean Penn. Maybe that's where she went. Tiger Woods.
Oh, come on, Tiger. He's got a tip extra so the waiter doesn't say who he's sneaking up into room 13B.
Tiger Woods has more money than he could ever spend in 12 lifetimes.
While vacationing with a mystery woman in Las Vegas in the recent past, he stiffed his waiter. So the woman left a tip, probably out of embarrassment.
Right, because she didn't want to be reported coming up to the room afterwards.
It's not a bad, it's like, hey, you got to grease the wheels here, buddy. I know this is going to be fascinating for you guys. I know this is probably the best news you're going to hear all day. Peeps, the little marshmallow treats for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Peeps the movie is on its way.
Jeez.
Are you serious?
They did Lego the movie. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're serious about this. You're not joking.
Absolutely serious.
We're making a movie out of an edible candy.
It's going to take place at a Peeps diorama contest. One Peep gets separated from his diorama and has to make his way through the various fantasy lands of other dioramas to get back before the judging begins.
Well, as long as you're going to make movies about candy, they should make one, though, with the M&M's people in. Those M&M's.
You know,
M&M maybe characters in the commercials?
Maybe they can just make a cameo.
That movie would write itself. You got the M&Ms at the parties, hitting on beautiful women. You got the one M&M in the trunk of that Russian mobster's car, going to chop him up and put him on ice cream. That's a movie waiting to happen right there.
I used to worry about Chris.
That's a sucky movie waiting to happen.
I don't know, man. If they're going to make movies about Legos and Peeps, the M&M characters are ready for their close-up.
But now I worry about you. And last but not least, we all know that Stephen Colbert is going to take over for Dave Letterman sometime in the next year. Last night he was on The Late Show to talk about it. They spent most of the time bantering about things like who's the biggest idiot and didn't make any announcements for a timetable of the show. Letterman said, I'm glad they didn't hire a boob like me to replace me. I think that's, Dave Letterman, while he's old and crotchety and just a curmudgeon now, man, when he hit the scene, he was innovative and brand new and awesome. Now he's kind of old hat. But when he first did the late night show, he was amazing. He was an innovator. WSAU, there is your entertainment news. See, we did a great. Look at the enthusiasm. Look at the skill. Look at the professionalism. Oh, look, a duck.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I was on the street and I ran into the ex-boyfriend of an acquaintance from college. And I wish that it was okay in our culture to look at people and just be like, I know you. Goodbye. But you can't. You have to talk. So I decided that I would just make stuff up about how things are going. And he was like, so where do you live? And I was like, oh, I live here in Brooklyn with Harrison Ford. And I kill horses. I'm a horse assassin. It's a good job, good union.